It was once the mule capital of the world. You can still find some mules here. And if you go to the school, well, they are the mules too. We dig into a story about those animals and exactly why they were so important here. It's today's edition on the American Countryside.
When it's important to your farm, it's on FarmJournalPro.com. Manage risk with on-point market analysis and advice. Track input prices and lock in the best time to buy. Visit FarmJournalPro.com for the day's best news and analysis from names you know and trust. On your phone, tablet, or computer, make FarmJournalPro.com your daily news source. FarmJournalPro.com. Trusted analysis, professional insight. Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
Estelle Williams is a lifelong resident of Lathrop, Missouri. It's a place that once held the title of Mule Capital of the World.
In the late 1800s, Clinton County was known as the Bluegrass County of the state. And of course, I'm sure that they knew they had to have acres and acres of pasture.
Add to that fact, Lathrop, Missouri had two rail lines and several rail sidings in the town. It was the perfect place for a company called Guyton & Harrington to establish a horse and mule operation. When Estelle was a boy, he remembers reading a newspaper article about his hometown.
It was Ripley's Believe It or Not, and one issue said the largest barn in the world is at Lathrop, Missouri, Guyton and Harrington's.
Here in Lathrop, the massive barns and nearly 5,000 acres of pasture serve mostly as a collection point for animals.
They had buyers all over the country. The buyers would get them horses and mules and ship them here. It was an enormous operation, of course.
The town's population at the time was about 2,000 people, and many were employed by Guyton and Harrington.
It's kind of interesting to go up to the Lathrop Cemetery and see of all the veterinarians that's buried up there, because they'll have their name, and of course they'll have veterinarian. Well, you know they probably were employed by Guyton and Harrington.
And some of those residing in town were the British military, here to purchase livestock to send overseas. More of that story next time as we travel the countryside. In Lathrop, Missouri, I'm Andrew McRae.